are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
We got your week 8 starts and sits and much, much more. We'll see you after this.
Are you ready?
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, buddy. What's up?
Not much, man. You know, I'll go ahead and I was going to talk about the Bills-Bucks game, but I'll go ahead and let you tell me how you feel.
Yeah, let's just skim over that a little bit, man. My Bucks have been rough. That's all I'm going to say.
It looked good in the beginning. It looked all right.
Yeah. Pin us down to the one, man, and we just can't do nothing, man. We need a better running game, even though Rashad White was doing his thing a little bit. But anyways, we're here for a reason, buddy. And we're doing our starts and sits. Guys, if you're watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to hit the like button. Subscribe to your boys if you are not already. Before we get into it, we're going to get a quick word from our friends over at Manscaped.
It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's the most revolutionary ball trimmer the world has ever seen. Gentlemen, our friends over at Manscaped have been working night and day to bring you the below-the-waist grooming experience like none other with their brand new Lawnmower 5.0. We're talking about the next generational trimmer with interchangeable blade heads for whatever shave your mind can imagine. AI is cool, but I think this might be the biggest technological advancement the world has ever seen. Upgrade your grooming game to the ultrasphere this year by going to manscaped.com and using our promo code SUPERFLEX20 to get 20% off and free shipping throughout the galaxy.
Hoo-hoo-hoo, not just the world, the galaxy. You heard your boy, Trey. If you're on Mars, Pluto, one of those, you'll still get free shipping. If you go to manscaped.com, use the promo code SUPERFLEX20, 20% off. Free shipping, why wouldn't you do it? Buddy, get that 5.0 in your life.
No doubt.
Yes, sir. But hey, we're here for some games, some starts, some sits. Let's get into it, buddy. Let's just go ahead and jump right into the first game. This week, we've got the Jets at the Giants.
Over-under for this game is 36 points. Vegas has the Jets picked to win by 3. And I think I like the Jets here. I think Zach Wilson has enough in him to get a dub over the Giants.
Ooh, I'm taking the Giants, I think, in this game, buddy. Tyrod's going to be playing. You know, he kind of got a little juice going last week. I like the Giants, my friend. Hey, Tommy popping in the comments says, I freaking hate the way the Bills use James Cook. Yeah. We do too, buddy. We do too. I promise you there. Hey, Pay King, real quick, Hollywood Foreman or Christian Watson, Trey?
Yeah, man, that's tough. I think I lean, honestly, with Christian Watson in this mix. You know, we'll get to the Bears a little bit later, but I think Christian Watson has the best chance of getting a touchdown, maybe Foreman, but I think I lean Christian Watson here. I think that game against the Vikings is going to be a shootout.
You don't think Foreman, man, has a good week again?
I mean, I don't think – Roshan's playing, dog.
Yeah, Roshan's in there, so yeah. So, Christian Watson might be the call here. I don't know. Foreman, maybe Roshan's on a snap count. We'll see.
He's listed as the RB1.
All right. Well, Foreman's RB2, going to get some work at least a little bit. But Trey says Christian Watson. I think I'm going to go Foreman here. But, yeah, thank you, man. Any questions you got, throw them in the comments. Let's get to the Jets and at the Giants starts. I'm going to start with the Jets here. And Breece Hall seems like a must start these days. Dude's been killing it. Garrett Wilson, I like starting him. Tyler Conklin, I think, is a good stream this week going against the Giants. And I'm sitting Dalvin Cook, Zach Wilson, Alan Lazard, everybody else. Don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
I agree. And I'm even kind of worried about starting old Garrett Wilson, you know.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you know, he's getting the targets. They're just not always pretty.
Exactly, exactly. Let's hop to some Giants starts here, buddy. Tyrod Taylor in a pinch, super flex. I wouldn't hate it. I wouldn't hate it. Saquon Barkley, got to start him. Jalen Hyatt, I like as a start. Seems to be making his mark over there. Darren Waller, if he's in, I'm going to start him up too, buddy.
No doubt, no doubt. I like Darren Waller a lot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Peking says, I'm torn. Was leaning Hollywood for the revenge game.
Yeah, I mean, I get the revenge game and everything like that. But, I mean, the Cardinals are just not my favorite, man. It's. I mean, I know they've done decent and they've produced a little bit, but I just lean on the side of teams that are good.
I get it. I get it. The Cardinals are not anybody's favorite, but people in Arizona, I think, by the way.
Right.
Tommy says, full PPR. Should I go Bourne, Watson, Dobbs, or Lockett if he plays?
I do think Lockett is going to play. And I think that Lockett has the highest ceiling out of the guys you've listed, but Bourne has a pretty solid floor from the way he's come in. So I think if I was playing the safe route, I'd go Bourne. And if I was going heavy, trying to get a high scoring game, I would go Dobbs or Lockett, honestly. I would probably put Watson at the last of that list.
You're going to lock it right in then, huh? Do it. Do it. I like it. I like it. Jets at the Giants. We got the New York versus New York teams. I guess it's a home game for both of them, right?
No doubt.
Let's go ahead and jump to the next game, Trey. We've got the Jaguars at the Steelers.
Over-under for this game is 41.5 points. Vegas has the Jaguars picked to win by two. Trevor Lawrence is questionable for this game. I think he's going to play. And if Trevor Lawrence is in that game, the Jags are getting the dub, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got to go the Jags here. That Steelers D has been impressive. It seems like Pickens can get on a roll. You know, sometimes he just does nothing, and then he just bombs one out to Pickens. But I got to take the Jaguars in this game too, buddy.
No doubt, no doubt. But jumping into my Jags starts, Trevor Lawrence, like I said, he's questionable. I think he's going to play, so I would start him up. Travis Etienne, you got to start. Christian Kirk, you got to start. Evan Ingram, you got to start. And Calvin Ridley, I know it's looked rough, but I'm still starting him this week.
I think
this is his comeback week, and he shows you why you drafted him. If he doesn't show you why you drafted him, then don't start him again.
This is the last chance for Calvin Ridley is what Trey's trying to say over there. I like it, buddy. I like it. I like the cojones of going Ridley at least one more time, buddy. I like it.
Yeah, man, I think this matchup's just, you know, I really think that Trevor Lawrence and him, were, you know, they had the connection the first couple of weeks, and it just looked rough, but I think they get it back this week.
Okay, I like it.
Jumping to my Steelers starts, not starting Kenny Pickett. Najee Harris, I mean, if you got him, you're probably starting him, and you're going to get your, you know, 8 to 10 points or whatever you get out of him. But also, Jalen Warren is always flexible because there's always a chance he's going to run in that end zone.
No doubt.
He looks so much better. I wish they'd just give him 100% of the snaps. But Deontay Johnson, got to fire this man up, came off injury and started getting targets out of nowhere.
Yeah.
George Pickens is startable, and I'm not going to start Connor Hayward at tight end.
I like it. I like it. That's the way to go, buddy. Makes sense. Makes sense. Deontay Johnson coming back with full PPR, especially, dude, doing good things. I like it. And Peking says, I have the most points scored in my league, but I'm in a four-way tie in fifth place. Wow.
That's insane.
That sucks. It's all matchup, man. You just played every week. You played, you know, that team that scored a little bit higher that week. It's rough. I've seen it happen time and time again. Tommy says, flex full PPR, Daryl Henderson or Hunt?
You know, so look for Saturday. Watch on Saturday. Last week on Saturday, Daryl Henderson was elevated from the practice squad. I think they're going to do it again this week. He's listed as number one on the depth chart. If he is elevated to number one, I am starting Daryl Henderson over Hunt. But obviously, if he's still on the practice squad, I'm going Kareem Hunt.
I'm going Hunt in this matchup, man. Hunt is the RB1. Henderson's going to be splitting probably if he gets on the field. I think Hunt's the move here. But we'll see. Peking says Damian Pierce or Foreman, Trey.
Foreman, baby. Go with Foreman.
I'm going Damian Pierce, my friend. They're playing. Who are they playing? They're playing. He's got a great matchup this week.
You want to put a beer on it?
Huh? Yeah, I'll throw a beer on it. I'll throw a beer on it. Why not? Who are they playing this week, buddy? The Texans. Anyway, the point is Dameon Pierce has got a great matchup this week. So I'm taking Dameon in this one right here.
I'm going to go Foreman.
We are just not agreeing tonight, are we, buddy? It's one of those nights. One of those nights. Peking also says, I ran into DJ Moore and Addison last week. Yikes. Yikes.
Yeah, he's talking about DJ Moore.
He says DJ Moore when he went off a few weeks ago, and then Addison when he went off last week. Yeah. That's
But look, as long as your team is staying consistent, you'll get into the playoffs, and that's where it matters.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go ahead and keep this thing moving, buddy. Moving on to the next game. We've got the Eagles at the Commanders.
Over-under for this game is 47 points. Vegas has the Eagles picked to win by 6, and you know I'm taking the Eagles.
Yeah. Okay. That's something to do, I guess. That's something you could do. I guess I'll take the Eagles, I guess. I mean, the Commanders
on the one, I'm taking the Eagles.
Yeah. No, okay. I'll go Eagles here, but I think the Commanders put up a good fight again, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, they did last time they played this overtime year, and I think that they put up a good fight again this week.
Yeah, division matchup. Commanders gave them a run for their money. Let's go Commanders, baby. I'm taking the Eagles, but I'm rooting for the Commanders, baby. Let's go. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. But let's get to some Eagles starts. I see your questions in the comments. I will get to them in just a second. Eagles starts. Start Jalen. Hulu has live sports. Start Jalen Hurts, my friends. Start Jalen Hurts. That's like the second commercial joke we've made, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Start DeAndre Swift. This guy's been on a tear. Start AJ Brown, Dallas Goedert. I feel like you have to start Goedert the way he's been playing. DeVonta Smith, I like him as a start, but I just don't like him to do amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. A lot of people are dropping DeVonta Smith. Mm-hmm. Like they're just hating it. But I really think, you know, it's just the Eagles offense and the way they play. He's
right.
Going to have good games and he's going to have bad games. You just have to stick with that kind of play.
Yep. Absolutely. Sit Gainwell, sit Olamide Zaccheaus. What do you think?
I like it, man. I like it.
I like it too. Commanders start. Start Sam Howell. I love Sam Howell. I like him as a start this week. Start Brian Robinson, Terry McLaurin. Curtis Samuel, I think, could be a good flex. And Logan Thomas. I feel like Logan Thomas is a good start here too, Trey.
Yeah, man. I like it. I like it a lot.
Absolutely. Eagles, Commanders. That's going to be a good one. Let's see. Tommy says, other league, Pittman, Hunt, or B. Robinson flex. Brian Robinson?
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
Because if it's Bijan, you got to start him. Unless you're worried about last week, but I wouldn't be.
Yeah.
So I would say Pittman, Hunt, or Brian Robinson in the flex.
Brian Robinson against the Eagles, by the way.
I know. I think that's a tough one, but I think I would lean Hunt just for the upside.
Yep. Same here. I'm going Hunt, too. I think Hunt has a good week this week. Also, Tommy, Kansas City or Philly's D this week, Trey?
I'm leaning Kansas City. I can't remember who they're playing, but I know they were on my list of defenses to grab. So I'm leaning Kansas City over Philly.
Yeah, no, I like it. And Peking says, if Derrick Henry gets traded, where do you think he will end up?
Man, I've heard a lot of things. I've heard the Cowboys. I've heard the Bills. I mean, I really honestly have no idea. I know where Josh wants him to land.
Buccaneers, baby. But they ain't even talking about that. Now, hopefully that's a good thing because they're keeping it on the down low. I think he's going to end up in Baltimore is what I think.
Yeah, I heard that too.
The Ravens could definitely use him. I would hate that for Derrick Henry. But the Cowboys, I would hate that too. There's not many – I don't know. I just feel like Derrick Henry, wherever he goes, he's going to do his thing, don't you?
I think he would do really good on the Bills, but it's just going to hurt James Cook's owners. And I'm a lot of those. So.
Yeah. That's a good one. Now, where would you want Derrick Henry to go, Trey?
I mean, I'd like to see him at the Bucs.
Really?
Yeah, I think that would be interesting. You know, you already got, you know, Baker Mayfield rallying everybody up with the attitudes and the we're strong and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you get Derrick Henry's badass in there. And
yeah, you know. That's what we need, bro. Yeah. A good running back for them to be scared of the play action. You know what I mean? If they're scared and look, if you got Derrick Henry sitting there, you know he could break off at any moment. Okay, that's the defense is stepping up. Mike Evans is stepping out. Bam. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what we need. Good question. Good question. Guys, if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to hit the like button, man. We appreciate that so much. Eagles Commanders division matchup, going to be a good one. Let's keep it moving, buddy. Going on to the next game. We've got the Rams at the Cowboys, Trey.
Over under for this game is 46 points. Vegas has the Cowboys picked to win by 6. And you know what we do on this show? We take the Rams, baby.
Yes, sir. At least we can agree on something, my friend. I'm going Rams also in this matchup, man. The Rams, I just don't understand. They feels like they got so many good players, but they just can't put it together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Well, it feels like when one piece falls apart, the other piece is doing great, but then that piece falls apart and the other team, other group steps up. So it's like they can't get a cohesive puzzle together.
Right.
If they did, I think they would be unstoppable.
Exactly. I feel like they've got it everywhere on every side of the ball too. So, yeah, it's going to be a good one.
But jumping into my Rams start, Matthew Stafford, I think is great in Superflex. Daryl Henderson, like I said earlier, is still listed as the RB1 on the depth chart, even though he's on the practice squad. Just be watching for Saturday if they elevate him or not. If they don't, Royce Freeman will be the guy. But even if Daryl Henderson plays, Royce Freeman is going to get, 8 to 15 snaps. And he got like almost 60 yards last week. So if you're just banking on a couple points that could be more, maybe Royce Freeman. But if you really are looking for somebody, watch Saturday for Daryl Henderson, because I really think he's going to get elevated and play. Obviously, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, and Tyler Higbee, the all-stars.
You like starting Higbee too against Cowboys? Higbee,
yeah.
Yeah. I like that. I like starting Higbee too. I agree. I go with all that, my friend.
Jump into my Cowboys starts. Dak Prescott is super flexible. I wouldn't start him in a single quarterback league. Tony Pollard, you can start. CeeDee Lamb, man, it's crazy, but I think you should start him. I know you draft him so high, you expect a lot more out of CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
But he still has the potential to do great, so I would start him. And Brandon Cooks, I think you can start him this week. I mean, they looked a lot more at him last week.
Yeah.
And Michael Gallup, keep him on the bench. I know he got 15 targets, but keep him on the bench.
Crazy, bro. How many, dude, I had money on that game too, dude. I was like, Gallup, here he goes. He threw the ball to him so many times, and he didn't catch it so many times. That's what I get for freaking watching the Cowboys and betting on the Cowboys, you know?
And Jake Ferguson, we had said start him a couple weeks ago. He was kind of like the bottom of the tight end pool, but a lot of these tight ends have elevated. I would try to pivot somewhere else.
Yeah, we did. We did in a league we managed together. So I like it, buddy. I like it. Rams, Cowboys, going to be a good one. I like it. Let's move on, though, to the next game. This week, we've got the Vikings at the Packers, Trey.
Over-under for this game is 43.5 points. Vegas has the Packers picked to win by 1. This is a tough one for me because I really have been liking the Packers this year. But if the Vikings catch a lead, it's tough. The Packers have had a comeback this year, I know, but they struggle to come back a lot. I just think that the Vikings are going to be better at holding a lead if they get it. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Vikings.
I'm taking the Vikings also in this matchup, buddy. The Vikings seem to be starting to put things together here, man. And I like it. I like it. I like what I see. The Packers, they like to rally, you know. They'll just have like a horrible first half and they'll start to rally and make things happen. I could see that happen against that Vikings defense. But I think in the end, the Vikings take the W.
But you can't win games every week by rallying, man. Sometimes you just got to take the lead and keep it.
That's right. That's right. But let's get to some Vikings starts here, man. Start Kirk Cousins. Dude's been doing really good. He's, top 5 fantasy quarterback this year? Yeah. Doing great. Doing great. Start Jordan Addison. He is off the injured list, so you can start him up. Seems to be taking the place of old Jefferson, man. Jordan Addison killing it. Killing it. And I like starting KJ Osborne as well. I mean, number one, number two, you could start them both up. Alexander Mattison, he has his moments. I think he has a good game against this Packers defense. TJ Hockenson, obviously. And then I'm going to sit Cam Akers, Trey.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
Yes, sir. Packers starts. Start up Jordan Love, I think, against the Vikings. He's going to have a good game. Don't be nervous if the first half he doesn't have a lot of points, because the second half is probably coming. Start Aaron Jones. Now, I know that's hard. It's scary. But look, I think he's had a couple weeks to recuperate. They're slowly starting to pivot a little bit away from A.J. Dillon. I think you can start Aaron Jones up this week. I think he comes back with a passion. Christian Watson, you could start him up. I like A.J. Dillon as a flex if you're in a pinch. It seems that, you know, they are giving him some work. So, I mean, if you got nothing in a deeper league setting, I wouldn't hate it. And Romeo Doubs is a flex here also. And I think I'm going to sit Musgrave if he plays, because he might not.
Heard that. Yeah, Aaron Jones has been questionable for 2 months. I just want that cue to go away, man.
Yeah, I know, buddy. I know.
Me in my sleep.
I know. Let's go ahead and move on to the next game, buddy. What do you think? We got the Falcons at the Titans.
Over-under for this game is 37.5 points. Vegas has the Falcons picked to win by one. I got to take the Falcons here as much as I want to take the Titans and Will Levis's debut in the regular season. I just think that the Falcons can manage it.
Yeah. I hope the Falcons lose, because I need my Bucks to get to win the division here. But yeah, just with the quarterback situation, it's hard to say that the Falcons would lose this game. You know, I'm going Falcons also.
But jumping into my Falcons starts, I know Desmond Ridder's had a couple good games. I probably would try to avoid him if at all costs. Maybe in a super flex league where you really are desperate, go ahead. But I would avoid him best I can. Bijan, fire this dude up. He had a headache last week. He's going to play this week. He's fine. He's cleared. He's ready to go. And for you Tyler Algier owners that, you know, last week you didn't start him and he did all right. Well, that was because Bijan had a headache, so I wouldn't start him this week. Drake London, I think, is going to be manageable in this game. You know, put up enough points for you. Mm. And then Kyle Pitts and Jonnu Smith, you know, they seem to be the target leaders on this team. So,
okay. Start up old Kyle Pitts, huh?
And Jonnu Smith.
Okay. And Jonnu Smith. I get it.
They're one person, because without them, Kyle Pitts would be trash.
Yeah. No doubt, buddy. No doubt. I like it, though. I like it.
Jumping to my Titan starts, Will Levis is starting. I'm not going to start him. He's probably going to lose a little bit of work to Malik Willis in this game, even if if he's going crazy, they won't. But they already talked about splitting the work a little bit here.
That's crazy.
But Will Levis, I'm excited to watch him play regardless. Start Derrick Henry, regardless of trade rumors, even if they are true, you know, and he's getting ready to be traded. He's going to show that he needs the money to get traded. So he's going to perform well. Tyjae Spears, you got to start this dude up too, man. You know, he's getting some work and he's putting points up for fantasy.
Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins with Will Levis, I think, is still worth a start. I do think that Will Levis is compatible enough to get DeAndre Hopkins the ball. Treylon Burks, you got to bench, man. He's back, but you got to bench him this week.
Yeah.
He might have an amazing game. I know him and Will Levis had a good connection in the preseason, but you just can't risk your week on it.
Absolutely.
And then I'm not starting Westbrook, Akine, or Chigo.
Yeah, no, got to keep those guys out of there. Yeah, so what's the deal? Are they playing both of these quarterbacks in this game?
Yeah, well, so, you know, for the longest time, Will Levis was third on the depth chart. But now he's been pushed to number two on the depth chart behind Tannehill. Tannehill's out. And they just said that they're gonna try both in this game. But I think what they're going to do, they're saying that for Malik. They just want to see what Will's got.
I do too.
Wills gets out there and he goes crazy. Malik's not getting off that bench.
Yeah, because we've seen Malik. We've right. seen what he does, exactly. And it's not party. I like it. I hope Levis goes out and kills it, man.
Me too.
I mean, I think Levis is probably the future, hopefully, of that franchise if he comes out and does his thing.
We'll see, man.
I feel like the Titans, we're going to see a lot of changes with the Titans within the next couple of years, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That team's changing a lot. But I think that's going to be a good game either way. I can't wait to see what Levis has going on over there. But let's go ahead and move to the next game, buddy. We've got another divisional matchup this week. We've got the Patriots at the Dolphins.
Over-under for this game is 47 points. Vegas has the Dolphins picked to win by 11.5. A lot of Dolphins getting picked to win by 11.5 this year.
Yeah.
I think it was because of that 70-point game.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take the Dolphins here, yeah. I know the Patriots have had a kind of a comeback-type week last week, but I still take the Dolphins to get the dub.
Yeah, the Dolphins looked a little rough last week, but I think I'm going to stick with the Dolphins here, too. The only problem here is Belichick knows that team very well inside and out. That would be my only worry, but how do you not pick the Dolphins in this game?
I mean, the Dolphins were playing the Eagles last week, you know, it was a tough team.
Sure, buddy. Let's go to the Patriots starts here, man. Super flex, deep leagues. Mac Jones could possibly be a star. It's tough because he had all those terrible weeks and then he did great last week. So yeah. Superflex, okay, maybe. Throw Mac Jones in there. Ramondre, you got to start him up. Kendrick Bourne, I think, has kind of elevated to the number one receiver on this team. So you got to start up Kendrick Bourne. Sit Devonta Parker. Sit Hunter Henry. Man, I really had a lot of hope for Hunter Henry this year.
Yeah, man, and he showed a little sparkle last week, but nothing. I mean, they had like three tight ends playing in that game.
So. Uh-huh. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Let's get to some Dolphins starts, buddy. I mean, it's pretty obvious. You know what I mean? You got to start up Tua, start up Tyreek. I like Raheem Mostert as a start in this game. I know that Patriots D is pretty good. I still like Mostert, man. I'm going to keep leaning on Mostert until A-Chain comes back, I think. And this isn't anything to do with starts and sits, but I just wanted to note that Chase Claypool is listed as a wide receiver on the depth chart. I know they were talking about moving him to tight end. I don't know if he's going to make any fantasy relevance at all or any noise, but I think that's something to monitor. What do you think?
I like it. I like it. You know, Tyreek Hill, I know he was questionable and y'all were worried about him, but he come out and he said he's going to play. And they asked him, you know, what about your injury and everything? And he was like, I was just lonely. My mom wouldn't text me, so I just wanted to get y'all's attention.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's going to be a good game nonetheless, my friend. No doubt. Let's move to the next one, buddy. We're flying through these bad boys. No buys this week, so we got a lot of games. Let's move to the next one. Saints at the Colts.
Over under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas has the Colts picked to win by 1.5. Yeah, okay. Gardner Minshew coming in with the dub. I like it.
Yeah. You think Gardner Minshew beat the Saints, huh? So seems like the Saints can't put it together this year. Derek Carr, it's looked rough. It definitely has. I feel like they have every opportunity to be a great team. It's just not clicking for them, you know?
Yeah, man. I mean, easy schedule, easy layout. They really should be cleaning up, and they're just not.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to take the Colts, though, in this game as well.
But jumping into my Saints starts, Derek Carr, I think in the Superflex League, is startable. Alvin Kamara, you got to start this dude up. You know, I found out today his stats are almost identical to CMC's over the last 7 years. I mean, they're almost the same player.
Hmm.
And I think injury is what, but, you know, CMC's been injured too. So uh-huh. It's like people don't bring Alvin Kamara's name up in the conversation, but I'm telling you that every one of their stats are within 50 yards in like one or two touchdowns.
Interesting. And which CMC has had probably more time off than Alvin Kamara, though, probably, don't you think?
Well, but it was even comparing snap counts and amount of rushes and how many yards on the rushes and everything. And they were almost identical. I mean, CMC was a leader in most categories, but Alvin Kamara was a leader in some others.
Yeah, nice.
But, I mean, they were within 50 on, and it was like in the 5,000s. So that's
interesting. I like that. I like that a lot.
But Jamal Williams, I don't think you start him in this game. It didn't look great last week. And Kamara being as good as he is right now, steer away from Jamal Williams. Chris Olave, out of jail, onto the field. Ooh. He's ready to go. Start him up.
Let's go. Okay. Yeah, you're probably going to ball out, too, just to be like
– to prove, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you know, Jordan Addison got arrested for the same thing this year, and he's balling out. So
yeah, I like that kid, man. Both of those kids, I like them a lot.
Michael Thomas, PPR formats, anywhere else, I would probably stay away from him. I'm not starting Rashid Shaheed or Juwan Johnson. But Taysom Hill is questionable. He should play. If he does, I'm not afraid to stream him at tight end.
Ooh, I like it. I like it, buddy. Yeah, I like it. Good stuff.
Jumping to my Colts starts, Gardner Minshew, super flex, no problem. Start him up. Jonathan Taylor, you got to start him up. And Zach Moss is questionable. He did not practice Friday. But last week, it kind of looked like Jonathan Taylor was taking over.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just sit him this week, whether he plays or not.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. Yeah. Jonathan Taylor, man, coming back to form or what?
Yeah. I mean, it looks like it. Well, I really need to see it, you know, a full game of him just really putting it on, but I like it. I like what I'm seeing.
Absolutely.
Michael Pittman, Josh Downs, both these guys you can start, but I'm not starting Alec Pierce or Kylan Granson. Kylan Granson is out of this game, but I'm also not starting Drew Ogletree as a tight end.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. I like it, buddy. That's going to be a good one as well. We got a lot of good games this week, buddy. This is going to be a good one too, I think. Let's move to the next one. It's the Texans at the Panthers.
Over under for this game is 41.5 points. Vegas has the Texans to win by 3. And I'll take it. I'll take the Texans to get the dub here. I mean, the Panthers have done great for fantasy, but they haven't done great for football.
Absolutely, buddy. They haven't won a game yet. We'll just call this a rebuild year. They could get a good high draft pick next at the end of the season for next year. Texans get the dub as well, I think. But let's do some Texans starts, buddy. CJ Stroud got to start this up. And this brings me to my start of the week, Damian Pierce. Start this guy up against the Panthers D. See, I told you had a good matchup, Trey. Panthers D is letting a lot of yards by, and I think Damian Pierce is going to come back and do his thing against this team. For this week, at least, start Damian Pierce. Let's start Nico Collins. I like Tank Dell as a start coming back. Let's see, Dalton Schultz, start him up. And I think Devin Singletary could get a little work too in this game, Trey. I mean, I'm not saying start him. I mean, in deeper formats, I just think he could be a sneaky, get a few points. What do you think?
I'm saying start Devin Singletary over Damian Pierce.
Oh, wow. Okay. Is it, you want to throw another beer on it or what?
Let's do it.
All right. What was the first one? We got to make sure.
Foreman.
Foreman and Pierce.
And now Singletary.
So, okay. All right. Write that down. Yeah. We can go back, I guess. Right. But let's get to some Panthers starts. Adam Thielen, you've got to start Adam Thielen. I don't think anybody wouldn't. Miles Sanders, I think, also has a decent game here. So I'm starting Miles Sanders up. But that's it. I'm not touching anything else on the Panthers. What do you think?
Yeah, man, I like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think that's going to be a fun game to watch, man. I don't know. Yeah. I love watching the Texans this year, man.
Yeah, it's high octane offense.
It is. They've been fun to watch, man, and we haven't been able to say that in years, so I like it. Well, let's go to the next one, buddy. We got the Browns at the Seahawks.
Over-under for this game is 41.5 points. Vegas has the Seahawks picked to win by 2.5. I think I'll take the under in this game. The Browns defense have looked immaculate. The Seahawks defense have looked good. I think it's going to be a heavy defensive game.
Yeah.
But I do think that because of the Seahawks offense being better, that they pull off the dub.
Yeah. The Browns beat the Niners, though, didn't they?
They did.
Just saying.
I think the Seahawks have what it takes.
I'll go with the Seahawks for the dub in this game also, my friend. Witherspoon gets an interception, I think.
You just want to bet that.
With a spoon, without a spoon, he gets an interception either way. Yeah. What do you got for us?
So starting with my Brown starts, PJ Walker in desperation Superflex leagues, I think you can throw out there. But like I said, I think this is going to be a heavy defensive game, so I would be worried about that. Kareem Hunt, got to start this dude up. Jerome Ford might play, though. I mean, he's questionable, and they're talking about the possibility of him playing. I don't think he will. I think they're just using that for whatever, you know, manipulation the teams try to do.
Sure.
Amari Cooper, I think, is startable, and David Njoku as well. And Elijah Moore, I think, is flexible. He had 4 or 5 targets last week and about 60 yards. I mean, if that's what you're looking for in a flex spot, go for it.
Sure. P.J. Walker, man, I said it, I think, last week. He can do things, you know what I mean? He rolls out of the pocket a lot, does very nice, can get the ball down the field. He's got a good arm on him. You know, don't sleep on PJ Walker. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, actually, I remember, didn't we watch him in the preseason game at the fantasy football expo?
Yeah. Big screen? Yes.
And
yep.
We were like, wow, who is that? You know, PJ Walker.
And he was tearing it up.
Running. He was doing all kinds of stuff.
So, yep. Yeah.
It's good to see him out there getting in work.
For sure. He always finds a way to kind of sneak on the field somehow. You know, there's always injury or something because he's all right, you know?
No doubt. But jumping to my Seahawks, Geno Smith is just really super flex only at this point. I'm not starting him in single quarterback leagues. This offense is just doing what they have to win a game, and that's about it. DK Metcalf is good to go, so start him up. Kenneth Walker was questionable, but he will play. He had a calf injury, but it looks like they've completely taken him off the injury report, so he's good to go. Tyler Lockett is also questionable with a hamstring injury, but he also should play, so if he plays, start him up. Noah Fant, you know, got a little bit of work last week, but I'm not ready to start him just yet.
Yeah, I got it. I agree, buddy. I agree. I think that's going to be a good game, too. I think kind of an under-the-radar, good, solid game, buddy. I like probably a lot of defense, though, like you said. But let's move it to the next game, and that is our Manscaped Game of the Week. We got the... Yeah. We got the Bengals at the 49ers.
Over-under for this game is 46 points. Vegas have the Niners picked to win by 6. You know, any other week I would call the Bengals to get the dub here, but the Niners have lost 2 in a row. I don't think they lose 3.
Brock Purdy might not play. Sam Darnold could come in and play, but Sam Darnold in that offense has looked really, really good. Going Bengals. I'm taking the Bengals in this game, buddy. You know I got to. But let's get to some Bengals starts. Joe Burrow, start him up. Joe Mixon, start him up. Joe Mama, start her up. Start Jamar Chase. Start T. Higgins. What do you think?
I like it.
You like starting T. Higgins?
Yeah, I mean, I have to. Finally, you know, you get an opportunity.
Yeah, no doubt, buddy, no doubt. Let's get to the 49ers here. Brock Purdy is in concussion protocol. So, like I said, Sam Darnold, my play. I think if Brock sits, I do not hate starting old Sam Darnold up in a super flex setting, buddy.
Yeah, I don't hate it either. You got the tools out there to do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Start CMC, obviously. Brandon Ayuk, I think, has a great game considering old Debo Samuel is out. And also George Kittle, I think, goes ham in this game as well.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Manscaped game of the week. Gonna be a banger, Trey. Let's move on to the next game. We've got the Chiefs at the Broncos.
That's who it was, the Chiefs playing the Broncos. So, yeah, I like their defense, Tommy. Over-under for this game is 45.5 points. Vegas has the Chiefs picked to win by 8.5. And, you know, don't get me wrong. Every year or the last couple years, the Broncos have actually gave the Chiefs a run for their money when it comes to them. But the Chiefs normally still pull off the dub, and I'll take the Chiefs here.
Yeah, I'll take the Chiefs too.
If Taylor is at the game, the Chiefs are going to win.
Oh, come on, bro. Not on our show. Our show is sacred. Don't you do that to me. I'm taking the Chiefs, though.
But jumping into my Chiefs starts, you're starting Mahomes, you're starting Pacheco, you're starting Kelsey. Sky Moore is listed as the wide receiver 1 on this team, and that blows me away because he has done nothing this year. If I'm starting any wide receiver on this team, it's Marcus Valdez-Scantling. He had a really good week last week. We hope it continues. But I'd be nervous to start any of these guys because you never know what's going to happen.
It's insane when you have a quarterback like Mahomes and you don't feel like you could start any wide receiver on the team.
Well, I mean, he spreads the ball around so much. I mean, there's a couple games where he's had 8 or 9 people catch the ball, and that's good for football, but it's not good for fantasy.
Right, right. Crazy.
You know Kelsey's getting it.
You know he is, man. He's you know, I was a little concerned with him, how he started the year. He slid up to that tight end spot, solidified why he was going so high in the fantasy drafts, man.
Yeah, and showing everybody that, you know, everybody that said this was his year, that he's going to die off. And they just didn't know that he had a secret weapon.
What do you got for the Broncos, my friend?
My Broncos starts, Russell Wilson. You know, he's still fantasy relevant. I think super flex wise, you can start him. Javonte Williams startable, and between Jaleel McLaughlin and Samaje Perine, you never know who's going to get more work. So if you want to take a risk, take one, but I certainly am not.
Nope.
Not starting Jerry Jeudy, but I will start Courtland Sutton. He's managed to get a touchdown pretty consistently, so I like Courtland Sutton. And Adam Trautman is the tight end. You know, he showed us that he could get some catches a couple weeks ago, but I would wait and see what happens.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, Dulcich went on IR again. Trautman stepping in, doing his thing. If Russ and them can put things together, I think Trautman could be a really decent fantasy tight end.
No doubt.
But, yeah, Chiefs-Broncos, going to be a good one, buddy. Going to be a good one. Let's move on to the next game. We got 3 of these bad boys left. This week we've got the Ravens at the Cardinals.
Over-under for this game is 44 points. Vegas have the Ravens picked to win by 8. And I don't like it, but I'll take the Ravens here.
You kind of got to, right? I mean, I think the Ravens do good. I'm taking the Ravens also, obviously. I feel like it's obvious. Who did the Cardinals beat? They got 1 win. Who was it? I forgot.
I can't even remember, but it was
–
It was a shocking win.
Yeah.
But I couldn't even tell you who it was.
Oh, it's going to bother me now. It's going to bother me. I'll look it up later. But let's get to some Ravens starts against the Cardinals. Just throwing that out there again. So don't forget. Start Lamar Jackson. start Gus Edwards. You got to start Zay Flowers. Zay Flowers has been amazing, dude. He's been really good for fantasy. Start Mark Andrews. Sit Odell Beckham Jr. He came back, did nothing. Done with him. Done with him. Nelson Aguilar, I think, could be a sneaky start in deep league formats. What do you think?
I like it. I like it. You know, I want to see Odell do something, but you're right. I'm not starting him.
No, no, absolutely not. Cardinals starts Amari Dimercado. Start him up. Trey McBride. I like Trey McBride taking over. Zach Ertz is on IR. I think Trey McBride on the waivers is somebody that you definitely need to pick up. If you didn't get your hands on Dalton Kincaid, I think Trey McBride would be a good one too, Trey.
Yeah, what about old Hollywood Brown?
Hollywood Brown? Start him up. Why not?
I think the revenge game thing does kind of make me feel like Hollywood Brown a little bit more this week.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. But yeah, Ravens, Cardinals, we'll see.
Not a fun one to watch.
We'll see. But let's get to Sunday Night Football, Trey. This week, we've got the Bears at the Chargers.
Over-under for this game is 44.5 points. Vegas had the Chargers picked to win by 8.5. And I'll take the Chargers with the dub here. I mean, they've looked electric. No pun intended. And, you know, the Bears, you know, without Justin Fields, I think the Chargers get the dub.
This dude winked at me, bro. I'll take the Chargers also. I'll take the Chargers also, but it's going to be electric. I agree.
But jumping into my Bears start, Tyson Bagenet. I think in super flex leagues, I think he's manageable. You know, a lot of quarterbacks hurt out there. You know, you got to find somebody on the waiver, and we called him this week. I think he's going to be manageable for this game. Roshan Johnson, baby, is ready to go, ready to start up. Give me him as my start of the week, baby. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Roshan Johnson getting his chance to show who he really is out on the field as the RB1 on the depth chart. I still think Deonta Foreman's going to get some work, and I think if you need to start him, you can in a flex type scenario. DJ Moore, I think, is still startable. It's not going to be, you know, 50 points, but he's startable.
Right.
But I'm not starting Darnell Mooney, and I'm okay with starting Cole Kmet.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I get it. I've seen Cole Kmet on the waiver wires in a lot of my leagues, man, so he's definitely fallen out. But yeah, Tyson Bagenet, Roshan, I'm excited to see Roshan go, man. I mean, just the times he's gotten the ball, he's been pretty good, man. So I'm excited to see what Roshan can do as the lead back in this offense.
No doubt, no doubt. But jumping to my Chargers starts, you know, you're starting Justin Herbert. You got to start Austin Eckler. You can't bench him. Keenan Allen, you got to start this dude up. Joshua Palmer's questionable, but I think you can start him in flex scenarios.
Sure.
And with Gerald Everett is questionable. I don't think he's going to play. Donald Parham, go ahead and start that dude up.
I like it. I like Donald Parham, man. And you know Herbert looks for him in the end zone all the time. I think Parham as the one and only tight end can do very well. A lot of good tight ends kind of slowly easing their way up, buddy. I'm liking what I'm seeing. Maybe one day that we'll get the tight end position will be good again, you know?
Yeah, right.
I mean, does it feel like it's gotten better over the last few years at least to you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, which, you know, I say better, but throughout the whole league, you know, there we've always had a couple really great ones. But then it's kind of the whole league starting to realize that utilizing your tight end helps you win games.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially those rookie quarterbacks. But, yeah, Sunday Night Football going to be a banger. I'm kind of excited to watch Tyson Bagenet play, you know, like – sit down and watch them. Going on to the next game and the last game, Monday Night Football. This week, we've got the Raiders at the Lions.
Over-under for this game is 44.5 points. Vegas has the Lions picked to win by 7.5. I think I'm okay with pushing that spread even to 10. I think the Lions can win by 10 in this game.
Lions had a rough week last week. Got a little embarrassed. I'm taking the Lions to win this game, Trey.
They're going
to
show up.
I just feel like they're the better team, man. They can make things happen. You know, everybody has a bad game. Go Lions in this matchup for sure. Move to some Raiders starts, though. Jimmy G, I like him as a start. Josh Jacobs, I mean, you know, Superflex, obviously. I better make sure I throw that out there. Jimmy G in Superflex format, you could start him up. Josh Jacobs, I think temper expectations. I don't know how high your expectations are these days with old Josh Jacobs, but that Lions line is pretty tough. But I think Jacobs gets enough, if that makes sense. Devontae, start him up. Jacoby Myers, bro, dude's been hot. You got to start up Jacoby Myers. And Michael Mayer. I like what he's been doing for the tight end position. We kind of talked about that a little bit already. I like Michael Mayer as a start also, Trey.
Yeah, man, I would love to see Jacoby Myers and Adam Thielen as a top 10 wide receiver at the end of the year.
Ooh.
Nobody's list is going to happen.
Nobody. Nobody called that one, my friend. You're right. But, yeah, Lions. Let's get to some Lions starts here. Start Jared Goff, another one of these guys that is a top 10 quarterback who I got to give you credit. You called that at the beginning of the season, Jared Goff. Jahmyr Gibbs. I'm starting Gibbs up, buddy. Montgomery is questionable, but he's doubtful. Let's just call him doubtful. Montgomery, I don't think he's going to play. I think you can fire up Jahmyr Gibbs. Amon-Ra St. Brown, you know you're starting that guy up. Josh Reynolds, I think you can start old Josh Reynolds up. He's been all right lately. And, of course, Sam Laporta, who's been probably the best rookie tight end in the league this year. Got to start up old Sam Laporta, Trey.
No doubt, man. I like it. I think the Lions really come back this week and show what kind of offensive monster they are.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so, because they have been a lot of fun to watch this year, my friend. But, yeah, here we are, week 8 coming up. Trey, any final thoughts for our fantasy football friends out there?
Guys, if you're watching, you know we love you and we're here for you with all your questions answered. Make sure y'all hit that like button, hit that subscribe, and hit that notification bell. You know, you take care of us, we take care of you. That's what this whole friendship's about. So make sure you do that for us. We really appreciate it. And let us know if you have any questions. Email us, message us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. We'll answer them outside of the show. You know, just let us know.
That's right, buddy. That's right. You know, hit up your boys, man. We're here to help. Like Trey said, hit the like button, man. We appreciate that so much. And guys, don't forget to check out our Patreon. We have a Patreon now. It's officially launched, patreon.com/fourthandflex. Yeah, man, get on there. Join the Fourth and Flex family, man. Join the Fourth and Flex family. And as per usual, Trey,
we got merch.
Yes, we do, baby. Look at these shirts we wearing right now, man. We have got merch for sale down in the description, man. Get you something party. We appreciate the support, appreciate the love, yeah, so much. And guys, thank you so much for watching, and we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace.
Check out fourthandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's fourthandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show.